Tonight's Divrei Torah should be Le'ilei Nishmas, Blima Bas Yaakov, whose yard site is this evening. Hey Av, she should have a tremendous Aliyah in Gan Eden Shalmaila. So we've been discussing the last two nights about Mishenichnas Av Mematim Mesimcha, and we posed the following question last night, which for those who are magicians in the room, maybe you can give us some background into some of your tricks and give us a little insight into what we're going to speak about. But we pose the following question, and with this, we'll have to give a little bit of background. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Taf Samachei Amid Beis. We have a pasuk in the Chumash that says, Lo Sanach Hashuv Lo Se'onenu. There's an Isser of Nichush, and there's an Isser of Lo Se'onenu. What exactly does it mean? So we have a very hard time explaining what these psukim mean, but it's not really our fault, because the Gemara has a difficult time explaining what Lo Se'onenu means. So says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Taf Samachei, and I quote, Tana Rabbanan. Ma'onen, what does this pasuk mean when it says lo se'onenu? What is the simple explanation of the words in the pasuk? Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon is of the opinion, Zehamavir shiva minei zachar al ha'ayin. It's the individual who puts all sorts of different things in his eyes and on top of his eyes, and he's smoking and he's thising and he's thatting, doing different types of things. That is the isra of lo se'onenu. So we're going to leave Reb Shimon's opinion on the side for now, and we're going to discuss the primary two opinions that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and those are Bechachamim Omrim, Zeh ha'ochez es ha'enayim. Let's just focus on the shita of the Chachamim for a minute. We're going to digress and discuss, what does it mean, Zeh ha'ochez es ha'enayim? This is a person who catches the eye. What does that mean, he catches the eye? So Rashi says over there, Ochez v'soger ene ha'brios. He quickly does something with his hands. He does a card trick or whatever he does. And the ene ha'brios are tricked, umar lehem kilo osa dvarm shapela, and he makes pretend as if he's doing something that's totally incredible, extraordinary, but who ain't osa klum? Really, he's not doing anything. You just happen not to be quick enough to catch what he's doing, to understand what he's doing. You don't know the trick. But Lamaisa, Rashi says, this is the Isser D'Oraisa, don't worry. This is the Isser D'Oraisa of... He's standing, he's ready to jump. This is the Isser D'Oraisa is, you do a quick card trick and the person doesn't even realize what you're doing. That is the Isser D'Oraisa according to the Chachamim of Lo Se'onenu. Says the Gemara over there on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, an interesting Gemara. Amar Abaye Hilchus Kshafim Kehilchus Shabbos. The halachas of being over on the Isser of Kishuf of Ochez Asayinayim is the same as Hilchus Shabbos. What does that mean it's the same as Hilchus Shabbos? Says the Gemara. Yesh Mehem Beskila. Sometimes on Hilchus Shabbos a person could do something, he's going to be Chayiv Skila for doing that violation. Sometimes he's going to be Chayiv Pater Avalasser. Sometimes a person's not allowed to do something, but we're not going to give him the death penalty. And yesh mei mutu lechatchila. Sometimes a person does a certain malach on Shabbos and it's heter gamer. Says the Gemara, Abaye says, this is the same that we find by Kishuv is the same that we find by Shabbos. By Kishuv also, some things a person can do are going to be an iser skila. Some things a person's going to do are going to be pater avalasser, means you're not allowed to do it, but we won't give you a death penalty. And the third category is things that are heter gamer. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain what falls into which category. It says a little bit, but listen to this. The Gemara says, "Ha'osa ma'isa b'skila." Which one is going to be chayiv skila? Ha'ochez es ha'enayim. Frightening. A guy who does a card trick is hard to imagine, but a person who does a card trick, ochez es ha'enayim, that is considered a chayiv skila. Okay, so then the Gemara goes on. What's considered what? Says the Maharal in the Sefer Ber Hagadol. The Maharal says, if you look in many different averus and mitzvahs in the Torah, you don't find that Shabbos is the only category in the world where you have these three different levels. You have Chiv Skila, Patra Avalasar, and Heter Gamer. You find them on many different things, many different Isurim. So why does the Gemara decide Bedavka to pick over here when we're trying to spell out what the Isurim, what the categories are of the Isurim of Kishuv? Why do we say that it's exactly like Shabbos where you have three categories, so too by Kishuv you have three categories. We have these three categories by many different things. Why is it that we pick on Shabbos? Says the Maharal, a beautiful pshat. Talu adaver b'malacha Shabbos v'lo b'shar Isurim. And Heter Gamer, what do you mean? We find these three categories by many different things. Says the Maharal as follows. The reason why we say that they are able to be compared to one another is because ki b'Shabbos aser l'sakin melachto, because Shabbos one is not allowed to do melacha, she'ein melacha roi b'Shabbos ki boho olam nishlam. The Ribbono Shalom says on Shabbos, everybody should rest. Why? Because the world is complete. As far as the Ribbono Shalom is concerned, everything is complete on Shabbos. So there's nothing that you should be doing, because if you do that, you're showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that you feel it's not complete. You're mowing the lawn, you're showing the Ribbono Shel Olam. You think the world is not perfect the way it is now. Hashem said to rest, the world is perfect. So too over here, says the Maharal, that's why this is the parallelism to Kishuv. because the Ribbono Shel Olam created a perfect world. You're going to extraordinary, to other types of kochos, to other ideas, and you're trying to put them into the world and make the world a better or worse place. That's showing the Ribbono Shel Olam that you don't believe in the completeness, in the perfection of the world as the Ribbono Shel Olam had it. So therefore, says the Maharal, that's a pshat in the Gemara, when the Gemara says over here that Hilchos Shabbos can be exactly in a parallel to Hilchos Kishuv, that sometimes we have the category 1 of Skila, sometimes we have category 2 of Pater Avalaser, sometimes we have category 3 of Heter Gomer. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya and Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Tes Vav. Everybody can look this up. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ochez Es Ha'inayim Es Aser. Ochez Es Ha'inayim, somebody does a card trick, is in violation of the Issur D'Oraisa of Losa Onenu. Okay, says the Shach over there, quoting the Bach, Gam Achiza Sayinayim She'enu Ayidei Kishuv. What do you mean? The card tricks that we do nowadays, those aren't Kishuv. That's just a person is moving his hands quickly. We happen not to know the trick, but a person is moving his hands quickly. So says the Shach, quoting the Bach, that is also a form of Kishuv. Rak Ayidei Mar V'Tachbulos V'Ayidei Kalas HaTenua B'Yad HaAdam. Says the Shach, quoting the Bach, that also constitutes a violation of this Isra of Losa Onenu, and one would not be permitted to do that. Look over there on the bottom of the page in the Pischei Tshuva, where the Pischei Tshuva goes on to quote the Chachmas Adam, that the Chachmas Adam had an issue with the people who hire magicians to come to chasanas, to come to simchas, and they should be misameach, the chasan and kala. It's very exciting. It's a lot of fun when we watch a person do these kinds of tricks. So apparently in the times of the Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam had, in his community, there were people who used to hire these magicians to come and do different tricks for the chasan and kala. Says the Chachmas Adam, he thinks it's a horrible thing, and then he says, the people who are at the wedding, who hired them to come, are over on Lifnei Iver, and then the people who are at the wedding and watching are also in violation of the Isser, because they should be walking out. So this is an incredible chiddush that the Pischei Tshuva has, and it's all built on the Shach, that even if a person just does a quick trick without even doing anything special, he's just doing something that my eyes can't catch, because I'm not quick enough to get it, that is also a violation of this Isser of Losa Onenu. Now, let's look a little more contemporary. If you look in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Avadia Yosef, he has a bunch of Tshuvas scattered throughout his Svarim, where he's very serious about these Isurim, and he thinks, like the simple understanding of these Achronim, he's part of this camp, and he feels that there's absolutely no Heter whatsoever. He goes on to a whole tirade to say that there's no reason why we should ever be Matar Isurim just because of Chasan and Kala. He said there were those who thought that we should be, but he says absolutely not, we're never allowed to. He quotes that the Chai Adam writes that there was an old practice that the Kala used to put on like a either a pair of pants or something that looked like a man. I'm not sure exactly. She would dress up like a man and do something that men usually do. And that was the way she was misameach the chasan at the wedding. And the Chai Adam writes, it's a horrible thing. There's no heter to be over Isurim. There's no heter to do things that one's not allowed to do, even for a chasan and kala. And says the Rabbi Avadia Yosef, this falls under the same category. Also, you're not allowed to do kishuv. There's no heter to do anything that we otherwise would not allow, even though it's for the benefit of a chasan and kala. However, look in the tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has a long, long tshuva in Yerodeh Chelek Dalid. Says Rav Moshe, he doesn't really find that this can be considered a real violation of the Isra Losa Onenu. In fact, Rav Moshe says, all you're doing is you have a special talent. Let's say Rav Moshe gives an example. You look at the Gemaras in the beginning of Sota, where the Gemara tells us, Daf Yud Gimel, Daf Yud Dalid, the Gemara says, Shimshon HaGibor was extremely powerful, more than anybody else we've ever met. The Gemara says, Shimshon HaGibor was able to pick up gates of a city that were bigger than any city we've ever known. So the Gemara says over there that was the strength of Shimshon HaGibor. Says Rav Moshe, would you say that Shimshon HaGibor is not allowed to use his strength because someone's going to think maybe he has some great powers and he's using Kishuf and whatever? No! He happens to be a strong person. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him certain talents, so let him use it. No? So the magician also, who knows how to move his hands quickly, who knows how to do things without me paying attention, who knows how to divert my attention and not look at a certain thing that he's doing, he has a certain talent, a very talented guy. So he has a certain talent. In case nobody got it, he's a magician. So, if a person has a certain talent which makes him be able to do something that the rest of us can't do, Rav Moshe says, that's not Kishuv, that's not Losa Onenu. That's something that a person should appreciate, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him something over and above what he gave everybody else. So why is that something that should fall under the violation and the category of Losa Onenu? In the end of the Tshuva, what? So he says there's no issue of doing something quick with my hands either. But he feels that's not Ochez Es Ha'inayim. Ochez Es Ha'inayim means I trick you by using a real trickery. This is not a real trickery. If you had right, something that's kishuv, something that's real. But he says over here, this is not real. So Rav Moshe writes the following. What? So Rabbi Yashiv writes that the Shul, just let's take a Me'akal al HaKavid. Rabbi Yashiv writes in one of his tshuvas that he, I don't know who wrote it or who didn't write it, it's not the point, but Rabbi Yashiv, they say that he wrote that if the magician goes up in front of the crowd and shows them afterward how he did the tricks, that's for sure not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. That's certainly not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. If the magician is willing to show his tricks and he's showing everybody, look, I'm not a real magician, I'm just a guy who knows how to do something quickly in front of you. So Rabbi Yashiv says that's for sure a tremendous chumrah to assume that way. That's not something that we have to worry about. That's what he says. Now, your point is, how is he arguing the Shulchan Aruch? So in fact, the Shulchan Aruch only says Ochez Asainayim. He doesn't say exactly what Ochez Asainayim means. The Shach is the one who quoted the Bach that Ochez Asainayim means, even if you do something quickly with your hands, like Rashi said. So look in Rav Moshe, in the end of his tshuva, Rav Moshe says as follows, Avol, al kapanim lahara lamaisa. Rav Moshe says, halacha lamaisa, what's the din? Lo baliyadi inyan zeh. Nobody ever actually asked me the shayla halacha lamaisa, Rav Moshe says, he confesses. V'lo shamati shebekan osim badchanas b'chlal. U'vimiktas mekomash and izdamit sheisi alachasana shayisham badchan. Knew there were some times I attended a wedding and there was a badchan there. There was a guy doing magic. Lo nisaska b'dvarim ke'elu. I tried not to get involved. V'lochein lo nishma mimeni zeh ela b'limud v'lo l'maisa. Rav Moshe writes, the whole argument, the long tshuva that I have is not halacha l'maisa. I'm just being mefapul in the sugyas. Knew, so they pressed him and they said, so what's the din? So Rav Moshe said, av shalom istapakna b'alacha. No one should make the mistake. I have no suffix that I'm right, that such a thing of where a person just quickly doing something in front of my face and I just happen not to catch it. Rav Moshe says, I have no suffix, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch meant. Okay, the plates of Rav Moshe. But then he says, v'mhaya ba l'maisa, if this story actually would happen and I was attending a wedding where somebody was doing magic, ha'isi mishtamatna b'pnei kavod rabbeinu ha'oisrim. Rav Moshe says, I would walk away, I would try not to watch because I'm not the first one who discussed the sugya. Rav Moshe says that there were many gedolei acharonim before me who disagreed with what I have to say. So Rav Moshe says, I used to be machmir and I would walk away. If I wasn't able to walk away, I didn't want to embarrass anybody. If the person, everybody knows, he's a normal guy, he's not a black magic, he's not a person who's involved in kishuv, he's not a person who does crazy things. So in such a case, Rav Moshe says, if I had no other option and I didn't want to embarrass anybody and I didn't want to tell him to sit down because that's not respectful, Rav Moshe says, I just used to say that since everybody knows he's a natural, normal, living human being, there's nothing to worry about. Okay. So that was all just the Hakdama. So back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says over here in Sanhedrin Samachay Amud Beis, the Gemara says that's all the second Shita in the Gemara, what does Loso Onena means? The third Shita, says the Gemara, is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion, HaMechashiv Itim Mishos, a person who says, this time is a good time for this, this time is a bad time for that. This season of the year is good to plant wheat, and this season of the year is good to draw water. Whatever he says. Frek Techsam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch and Simitav Kuf Nun Aleph. Well, if that's the case, that Rabbi Kiva believes that is the Isra of Loso Onenu, how do we say Mishanichna Sab Mimata Mesimcha? Isn't that the direct violation of Loso Onenu according to Rabbi Kiva? And in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, we pass like Rabbi Kiva and the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch and many of the Achronim quote this Rabbi Kiva Shita, that is the violation of Loso Onenu for a person to assume that a certain part of the year is better or worse than other parts of the year. So what's the pshat over here? So the Achronim suggest the following. Why is there no violation of Loso Onenu here? Say the Achronim as follows. When a Rekiva says, HaMechashiv Itim Mishos, a person who says this time is better than that time and certain times are better or worse in the year, so the Rambam explains that it's talking about an astrologer. The Rambam is of the strange opinion that, I mean, I'm not calling him strange, the Ramban and many others attack him with very sharp lashonos, and they say that the Rambam doesn't know what he's talking about. The Rambam says that astrologers have no chachma in what they do at all. They're totally making up stories. The lashon of the Rambam is, HaKzavim HaKzilim Medamim Sheheim Divrei Emes. They make believe as if they're saying real, honest, truthful things. The Rambam is of the opinion that astrology is absolute baloney. All the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. All the other Rishonim assume, no, that astrology is something real. What does the Gemara mean when Rabbi Kiva says, Zeh amachashiv itim, it's someone who says this time is better than that time? So the Gemara, the other Rishonim say that the Gemara means, that's talking about a guy who just makes up stories, based on nothing. Obviously an astrologer who really understands the chachmas of the world and he understands what's going on in Shemayim, he's not Nichlal on that Isser, but we're talking about a person who just gets up out of nowhere and makes up stories. He doesn't know what he's talking about. It's totally arbitrary. So that is the Isser. So therefore, say the Achronim over here. We know that this period of the year is, the history has shown us, this period of the year is a horrible time of year. Year after year, generation after generation, Klal Yisrael has had horrible mazel in this time period. And the Ritva writes in Tainus that don't ask a mazal Yisrael, because over here we find that the mazal of Klal Yisrael was bad. So that's not, you can't say a mazal Yisrael. Sometimes Klal Yisrael actually has bad mazal. So therefore the Achronim say that that's the terrace to the Chassam Sofer's Kasha as well. Yes, loso onenu means a person shouldn't arbitrarily just make up stories and say this part of the year is worse than that part of the year. But over here, it's not arbitrary. It's based on fact. It's based on history. History has proven that this part of the year is not something that's safe for us to get involved with. And in fact, we do find in Shulchan Aruch that we do give certain significance to different parts of the year, and we don't assume that it's arbitrary. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in Yeradeyasim and Kufay and Tes that a person should get married. Ein nosen nashen ela bimilu yalavana. Person is supposed to get married bimilu yalavana when the lavana is full, because that's considered a simin yafe. It's loso onenu. Answer is it's not, because time has proven that this is a simin bracha. That's a nice thing for a person to do, and we don't consider that a violation. In fact, the Ramah over there writes, very nogea now, the Zman was just over in many yeshivas, but the Ramah over there writes, believe it or not, quoting the Smak, that Zman halimudim bi yeshivas b'rosh chodesh l'simen tov. We always begin the Zman in yeshiva on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because that's considered a simen tov. That's considered something that's a good mazel. You're going to say, loso neinu, we're saying this is a better or worse time of the year. Answer is no, because history has proven, and those who understand the tkufas ha-mazalos and the parts of the year really tell us that this is the truth, that this part of the year actually does bring forth better results and does have better mazel and better bracha than other portions of the year. Just one thing to think about, just a little Tisha B'Av Inyan to think about over Shabbos, now that we have a few days, is just one quick insight from Rav Soloveitchik. He pointed out that the Gemara does draw parallelisms between Avelis Yishana and Avelis Chadasha, between one who, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a family relative, and one who's talking about Avelis of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And one of the things that he points out is, when it comes to Avelis of a Yachid, when it comes to an individual losing a relative, so the Gemara says that we don't have a right to ask kashas. A person's supposed to make a bracha, he's supposed to be matzdik es adin, and part of the nusach of the tzidik adin is hatzur tam impalo, ki chal deracham mishpat, we don't ask kashas. Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out that it turns out over here by Eicha that every single paragraph in Eicha starts Eicha. What does the word Eicha mean? It means Eiko. How is it possible? So he pointed out that that's something to think about, that over here we do have the right to question, and we have the right to think about why things happen. And on the contrary, we must think about why things are happening to us. This is not like an Avedas Chadasha where a person is supposed to just say blindly, I understand the Rabbanu Shalom's Chesed, and that's what it is. Every single person individually has to look into the Churban and understand what it means to him. Eiko, how is it possible that this happened to us? How is it possible we're still here? That's just something to think about over the next few days, maybe for us to try to give some understanding for ourselves of this difference between Avedas Yishana and Avedas Chadasha. Over here, we actually do have the right to ask. And on the contrary, we are supposed to ask and understand as much as we possibly can. Have a wonderful evening and a wonderful Shabbos.